What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Great checking in with former NFL fullback Lorenzo Neal there, host of the Believe in Chargers podcast. You can check out his stuff there as the Saints get ready to take on the Bolts Sunday, 3 p.m. right here on WWL Saints Radio. Lots of interest about this Saints squad overall, offensively, defensively, got a lot of new pieces in place, including offensive coordinator Doug Nussmeier joins the Black and Gold after spending the last couple of years, Dallas Cowboys, the L.A. Chargers, Philadelphia Eagles. Now he's in New Orleans. Before taking off for California, Doug talked to the media, and here's what the Nuss Bus had to say getting ready for preseason game number one against the Chargers.
Before training camp started, Kellen said the quarterback rotation was kind of going to be what it was until the Chargers game. Do y'all still feel like the Chargers game is a turning point, or do you not feel like you have enough data to...
We haven't really had that discussion, so I don't want to speak like out of turn on that.
Yeah, you know? So it's not like a Chargers game and y'all make a decision.
We have discussions. Well, I know what we don't think, but we have discussions every day about where we are and what we want to see each guy in what situation so that, you know, we get the most complete evaluation.
I know you're still figuring it out, but if you were calling plays for Tyler and Spencer to, you know, for their what they do best, how different is it? And if you don't mind, just like a couple of things from where you see it, where their strengths would be if you're calling plays and how they're different.
Well, you know, a lot of that lies in how they feel things, because you can go out and they can execute plays and it looks good to you on film, and then they come in the meeting room and start talking to them like, you know, that route just doesn't really feel right. Or you're like, well, I turn on the tape, it looks good. And that's one of the things, you have to have open dialogue. We're really big on that in the room. We need open dialogue. We need to talk, because there's a lot of different ways to play this game. And obviously we have a system, and we'll do different things to fit their styles and how they want to play the game.
Well, I mean, I noticed, like, for instance, in the Tyler's touchdown drive in the scrimmage, there was a called run for him. Like, that's something with his athleticism that you would call a little different to play to that, right?
Well, I think all three of our quarterbacks are athletic. All three of our players could execute the play.
You've seen a lot of football. Maybe do you ever remember a three-person battle and just kind of like the history of it? And when you just click, like, does the coaching staff just, you feel like there's that moment we just know?
You don't see many of them. You know, you really don't. It's hard enough, you know, when you got two guys battling than when you have three. So, like I said, we're going to continue just to put these guys in different situations, as many as we possibly can, so that we can get the best evaluation possible.
And you still feel like you're a ways away from that?
Well, you know, we discuss it every day. I don't know. I don't want to get too much into it. I'll let Kellen answer that. But, you know, we discuss every day, hey, where are we at? What do we need to improve on? What's this guy doing well? What's that guy doing well? And, you know, the great thing is these guys have gone out and competed their butts off every day. It's great to see.
I know this is stupid, but have those evaluations drastically changed in the 2 weeks since training camp started? Or is what you, you know, expected from the guys happened?
Well, I don't think you go in with any ceiling or floor on any player. And I think you have to keep an open mind and let's let these guys play and then let's see where their ceiling is or where we think it can be and where their floor is, you know. And one of the things we talked about the other day was, you know, when you look at the scrimmage, we had some turnovers and things like that. We needed as a group raise our floor a little bit because, as we know, you can go through a game and do a lot of really good things, turn the ball over a couple times, and that's when you look at statistics. If you want to put a statistic that matters, you talk about turnover margin, you're not going to win a lot of games.
Do you hold them to the same standard? Like, you all got to Philly right after the quarterback won the MVP. When you got to the Chargers, you had a guy. I mean, you got one guy who's made six starts, one who's made one, and one who's made none. Is there, like, the learning curve or the standard a little bit different of what you have to... I mean, a lot of us saw Drew Brees for a decade here, and, you know, it just looks different.
Well, I mean, there's always going to be the standard in the room. We're not going to change the standard. Now, we also understand with young players, you know, it takes time, and there's trial and error there, and we encourage the guys when they go out to practice, hey, cut it loose. Just go play, man. You know, we're going to teach you all these things. We're going to drill this. We're going to give you the parameters of this play, how we want it run. But go play, man, because, you know, if you look at the great players in the game, they'll all tell you they're going to challenge themselves and do some different things to see if they can do it or not. So, you know, like I said, three young players, they're developing every day, really excited about, you know, where we can go with the group.
Have you seen Tyler maybe get a little more aggressive, I think would be a word, over the last week or so? It seemed like there's been more, you know, aggressive reads.
Well, you know, it's the first time the guy's seen an NFL pass rush. So, you know, you get into when you get, and you get a little bit, but when you don't have pads on, it's different than when it's pads. So, you know, he's really only had a few days of pads on in pass rush. So for any player coming from college football to the NFL, that's a big step. And so the more you get in there, the more you do it, the more you become comfortable, and the more, you know, you can allow your natural ability to take over.
Doug Mussmeyer, and it sounds, Charlie, like he was yelling quite a bit, unless his voice normally is like that, but it definitely sounds very hoarse.
Yeah, kind of reminded me a little bit of Coach Fritz, like we were saying off air.
Yes. Steve.
No, Coach Nussmeyer is great. I'm looking forward to seeing what, like, he talked about playing to each quarterback's strengths, right, throughout the preseason, and kind of giving, calling plays that will fit each guy, because they're all a little bit different. I know he said that they're all athletic, but
right, these guys definitely aren't statues, they're just hanging in the pocket.
Yeah, so, but it'll be definitely cool, especially once we see what type of run each guy gets throughout the preseason. That's still to be determined. I think that week one's going to tell you a good bit this upcoming weekend, and then week two will be similar, and then maybe week three will just kind of be wrapping up different back end battles, and you'll get a lot from these first 2 weeks of tape. But week one is where it all starts, this upcoming Sunday, Steve.
Yeah, definitely want to see the Saints offense protecting the football, considering what we saw the Chargers, what they were able to do against the Lions in their preseason opener.
Literally the first play. They fumbled on the very first play. And like Mike had said, Dan Campbell was none too pleased with how his squad looked in that preseason opener. Hopefully it's not the same with Coach Moore.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.